Head coach Ryan Nolan, Danvers High Football, is joining us. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for coming out.
Coach, the Falcons now have won a couple of straight games, a couple of big wins, Beverly and last week Swampscott. And to be quite honest with you, you guys have a huge game coming up this week with playoff implications for both you and Masconomet when you play there.
Yeah, it's a big game, and it really turned into a nice rivalry recently with Masconomet. They're a great program. They've been a great program for a while. They got really good kids that work really hard. They're well coached, so it's definitely going to be a challenge. But we told the kids a couple weeks ago, if we keep winning every week, the game's going to get bigger and bigger. So I think they've really worked hard for it, and you know, they deserve it right now. Hopefully we get a good crowd out there, we get a really good game. And I know the kids are excited, the coaches are excited.
I know you've had some good games with those guys, even before they joined the league. You had a non-league arrangement with them, right, for a few years?
Yeah, we played them non-league for 2 years, I believe, before they came into the NEC, and both of the games were, you know, real physical, tough games, first game of the year, and real big crowds. Both communities came out to support their team, so, you know, it's something that the rivalry that's been going on maybe 6 years now, but it's very strong.
I know on our website we had the post-game video with your comments after the game last Friday night against Swampscott. After looking at the video, can you pull anything else out of what happened and what went right for you guys, or, you know, anything more about the game?
I think a couple of kids stepped up. Obviously, Aris had a very big game on defense, and Owen Gazanowski, the numbers speak for themselves. But we had some real good performances by everyone across the board just doing their job, whether it was a sophomore like Owen Shambaugh coming out and playing man-to-man against one of the better receivers in the league and in the area, or it was the linemen up front, the defensive linemen. I think our linebackers are playing very well right now with two sophomores, Grayson Jackson and Ahern, along with Logan Mativia. So there's just so many contributions from so many different kids, and they're staying within themselves and doing it in the team structure.
Let me ask you one last question, and that would be on your lines, offensive and defensive lines. You don't go anywhere, move the ball, defend without those guys. So maybe who's been helping out there?
Well, I think that's been a big difference in the last two games, and our kids really came in, asserted themselves, and they took control of the line of scrimmage. Offensively, we have a sophomore at center who's doing a great job, Aiden Perry. We have three juniors across the board that are big boys, Wade, Burke, and Gazowski. And then our senior, Mugaga, has really been doing a good job on both sides of the ball, so we're just really, really happy with their development, and they keep getting better every practice, every game. So we want to continue that trend. Defensive line, we've rotated more people through, got some kids that may not have the size as some of those other kids mentioned before, but kids like Assad Dabul, Max Lindemann, someone who was injured for us the previous game, Billy Butler, all those kids are under 180 pounds or 180 pounds, but they use movement and they compete, and they're tough kids, and, you know, they add depth to us and they give the big guys a rest when they need it, and when they get their opportunity, they make plays.
Coach, good talking with you, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Coach Ryan Nolan, Danvers High Football, here on MSONewsSports.com.